What you talking about, huh?
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we are talking with head coach of the University of Jamestown Jimmies football team, Coach Sean Frank. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you were on earlier this morning with Steve, but that's all right. Well, we can still talk about the game that's coming up. You guys are going to be playing Wisconsin Stout. Now, how is the team looking for this upcoming game?
Well, you know, Wisconsin Stout, obviously, they play in the deepest, what we feel the deepest Division III conference in the country. And top to bottom, it's a very competitive league week in and week out. And I believe this will be the sixth time now that we've played Wisconsin Stout. So, you know, we expect the same Saturday as we have the previous five meetings. They're a well-coached football team. Who certainly does things the right way. They're going to play hard. They're going to play clean. They're going to play physical. And obviously, they play the game a lot like we desire to play it. So we have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Birmingham and his program and the way his players play. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to playing at home again, obviously, which is a tremendous advantage for us. You know, it allows us, our players, to be in a comfort zone and stay in their daily routine, which I think is very important. So, the weather certainly sounds like it's going to be very conducive for fall football. And we're looking forward to the challenge. We've had a great week of preparation. Our players have prepped very well. We've had great emotion. We've had great enthusiasm, and we've got one work day left today, and then the hay is in the barn, so to speak. So like I said, we're looking forward to the challenge, and our players are eager to get back in our home field as well.
Right, absolutely. Now, you said that Wisconsin Stout, they're coming from a pretty tough division. Would you say so far, after a rough 0-3 start right now, that this is probably the toughest team you'll play?
Arguably, I made a comment to Steve this morning. I want to know who the knucklehead was that put this schedule together. I don't have to look any further than the Joker sitting beside you here. But, ultimately, Wisconsin Stout, I would say from a talent perspective, they're top to bottom. They're probably going to be the best football team that we'll see all year long. Ultimately, it's about us going out and doing what we need to do, keeping the focus and the attention on us and our preparation. And the previous five times we've played Stout, they've been close football games, in fourth quarter, which have gone either way, and they've ultimately ended up making a few more plays here or there to tip the tide in their favor. But they've been real physical, real close, and we're looking forward to the opportunity again, as I said.
Good. Okay, so that game's coming up this Saturday, kickoff time, 1:00, correct, on Raleigh-Greeno?
That would be correct, yes.
Okay. One other question I had is, how is the team looking? Are they staying healthy? We got any injuries that are?
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to single anybody out as far as injury front because of HIPAA and everything else. But we're injury-free right now. We feel that we're going to be pretty healthy. You have your usual bumps and bruises. Obviously, football is a violent sport, our players, we've been approaching it, what we think is very smart, and we've been limiting contact during the course of the week to make sure we're practicing smart and doing things the correct way with that. But three games into it, we're happy where we're at health-wise. We hope that continues, and ultimately, an injury here or there can certainly present challenges. But the players that that we are going to have down the road, and there's going to be one that's going to be out on Saturday for sure. But we just say next man up, and we've got to prepare, and that individual and that group, and whether it be offense, defense, or special teams, needs to understand that, pick up the slack, and make sure that we're comfortable in our own skin by doing that.
Okay. One more quick question before we get out of here.
Sure.
Just something popped up. What do you think will be the best plan of attack for just play harder defense? Or are you going to?
Ultimately, it we've got to capitalize on opportunities that arise during the course of the football game. It get off on the right foot. That is something that we've talked to our players about and challenged our program with is, you know, we've got to start fast. We've got to maintain that intensity, match that intensity that the other team is going to have, you know, from the opening salvo. And you know, we've got to make sure that we can control the ball, run the ball on offensively, change the launch points with our quarterback and, you know, allow him to make the high percentage throws, and defensively respond to negative stimuli much better than we have. You know, that is that's ultimately that's on me. And, you know, special teams-wise, I thought last Saturday was our overall was our best special teams performance that we had all year long. So, you know, we want to make sure we continue to do that, because that is a third of the game. If you know, if we make some plays and create some field position opportunities like we did last week, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to be in the football game. But minimizing mistakes, as I mentioned, and capitalizing on those opportunities, and making sure that you know, we're we want to make the opposing offense earn things, and you know, we want to make sure that something that we haven't done a real good job of defensively is minimize the big play. And you know, that is something that we have stressed, and our players respect that, and they acknowledge that as well as I do. So, you know, it's going to be a fun time. You know, our players are looking forward to it. Our campus is looking forward to it. Anytime you're at home, it's always a great thing.
Right, absolutely. Coach Frank, is there anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to come in and talk about our program and our institution, and most importantly about you know, our players, and you know, you guys do a great job of marketing us and all of our athletic programs, and I just want to make sure that we say thank you for that, and we hope to see Jimmy Nation out in full force on Saturday, and we're looking forward to it, and I just want to once again make sure we thank you.
Great. Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you so much again for coming on again, Coach Frank. The Jimmies playing at home against Wisconsin Stout, kickoff 1 o'clock, Raleigh-Greenough Field. Thanks for coming on again.
Thank you. Take care.